Breaking news today on Seculo as the ACLJ sues the Smithsonian.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. We have a big announcement today on the broadcast. You know, we've been working with students who attended the March for Life on January 20th, and after the March for Life, decided they would visit one of the Washington, D.C. museums paid for with their taxpayer dollars. And so a group of students from Our Lady of the Rosary School in Greenville, South Carolina, decided to visit the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., which had just reopened, actually, a couple of months ago. They had their pro-life beanies on, which we just showed the picture if you're watching the broadcast. Bright blue, very common in Washington, D.C. to see this because it identifies you as part of a student group. So they get harassed immediately upon entry. And the first time they get harassed, they're not sure it's actually direct harassment. They're going through security, and the security guard says, take off your hat. So you think, okay, maybe that's just to go through like the metal detector. Fine. And then they say kind of don't put it back on. Then they see people with hats on, including hats with political messages. These are high school students. They get what other people are wearing.
Yep.
They can read. They can see. And so they see people with other messages. They see people, lots of people with hats on. It's freezing cold that day. I was in Washington that day. It was in the 40s or something like that. And they put their beanies back on, and they're just walking through the museum. They're not protesting. They're just walking through the museum. They come across the Wright Brothers exhibit. And they all have said this to us because it's very specific. And that's the second time you have two security guards come up to them and start harassing them, cursing at them. I mean, using the most vile curse words you can use in front of minors. Remember, they're high school students, but some are minors. And then they kind of chase them out. The students decide to leave on their own. They've said, we're tired. It's like been a long day. We're going out the door. And when they were going out the door, another security guard approaches them. It says, you made my day. I'm going to write you up. Now, think about this. If you're 17, 16, 18 years old, you're thinking about what's next in life is college admissions. What you might not want on your record is some write-up that I don't think that person even had the authority to do, but that's pretty scary. So we filed a lawsuit. The Smithsonian has apologized for this ultimately after we made it an issue, by the way. They didn't apologize to that student group directly that day. They made it an issue after it became a TV issue and a media issue. So in our lawsuit, we're not just demanding a declaratory judgment, which we are from the court, that this was unconstitutional, that the Smithsonian cannot do this. The security guards were using very specific language like neutral zone. Okay, if you know a lot about security guards, you know they don't come up with constitutional law legal terms without being trained to use them. So what we want to know is what they were trained before the March for Life. And the Smithsonian opened the door to this lawsuit because they said in their statement, Logan, we also trained them after. But they didn't tell us what they trained them to do. And I will preview this for people. This did not just happen at the Air and Space Museum. We have clients who visited other museums that day who are about to file lawsuits as well.
Yeah, clearly this was some kind of directive. And yeah, using words like retraining should actually be, like you said, that's a mistake that they maybe even made by saying that, because admitting that they were trained in a way that for some reason a majority of the security guards, maybe more than just at the Air and Space Museum, were deciding to make pretty aggressive stances against pro-lifers during the March for Life. These were not people with aggressively violent or some sort of signage or something. You've seen some of those, like at abortion protests.
Protesting inside.
These were legit just blue beanies that said pro-life. Most people probably wouldn't even recognize or even read what they said. And they said they were wearing them because obviously that's what their groups all war. You got to keep people together. And there's thousands and thousands of people.
I can tell you the other museum. You're going to love this, folks. It's a museum that can't keep track of their classified records, but they can harass you. This, in case, was a pro-life t-shirt that said pro-life generation, the National Archives. Yep. Their security also told a woman to take her shirt off. Take your shirt off. You can't wear that here. Because it said pro-life generation. Are we at a point in our country that's the kind of language any security guards are going to target? Yes, because remember, that's a bad language coming from the Biden administration. This is misinformation and disinformation to be pro-life. We take your calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. We represent them at no cost because of your support of the ACLJ. Donate today, aclj.org. Donate online.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
I like our audience. So they asked specifically, are the security guards directly hired by the museum? So they are federal. This is the Federal Protective Services, is the Smithsonian. When it comes to National Archives, it is the Office of Protective Services, which is run directly by the Archives. So federal employees, large training. So the Smithsonian, that's why we want to get to the training here, because these officers, it wasn't just like the National Air and Space Museum decided they were going to target pro-life that day. We know that. We know now, because we have other clients from other museums, that this was a theme going through the training of the Federal Protective Services and Office of Protective Services. So great question there. But just to update you, we have filed a lawsuit, the ACLJ, directly against the Smithsonian. More lawsuits are coming against other museums in Washington, D.C., all related to that day, January 20th, March for Life. We stand up for free speech in our country. We stand up for the First Amendment rights of our clients. And this is an interesting situation, because they pick on young people, students, who are just going about their day, want to visit the Air and Space Museum, check out some exhibits, see some cool stuff, and go home. And yet they make them out to be like they're engaged in some kind of illegal activity. So if you read through our complaint, it's not just about declaring that this was unconstitutional under the constitutional First Amendment, Fifth Amendment, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. We want an injunction, damages, because as I told you, they threaten these students, Logan, with follow-up action. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly. If you're these kids who are just coming to this, you're doing the March for Life. Yeah, it's brave to be out there and do the March for Life, but also you're coming from a Catholic school, and these kind of things are sort of normal in that culture. You get there, you do your march. Like, well, we're here in Washington, D.C. We might as well see some of the sights. You go over to the Air and Space Museum. Like I said, see some planes, see some cool stuff. Yeah. And you're getting harassed. And then all of a sudden, you're right. What start flashing in your eyes, I'm sure, when this starts happening, is like you said, these kids know that this stuff can last on the internet forever. Yep. You saw the situation before with kids who are out there who got kind of false identified as protesters who were getting in the face. Yeah. You've seen these things before, and I'm sure that's going through their head going, well, this could be a beginning of an end situation here, and that's not a good thing. But that's why we're here, to make sure that this gets taken care of. And it also is clear, as you said, the Smithsonian had completely messed up in their training, because they, for some reason, had this, and maybe not just the Smithsonian, they had taught whoever the security guards are that this is something that was brutal enough that they should not just ask people to leave in a polite way or ask them to change. It got aggressive. It got profanity laced And like you said, one of the security guards saying, yeah, this is going to make my day. This is not a good thing, specifically not in Washington, D.C.
It's been set by our federal government. You know, they've set the tone that being pro-life is the enemy. Even though the Supreme Court agrees with these students, now the Supreme Court's illegitimate. And the Supreme Court's illegitimate, pro-life speech is illegitimate, pro-life pregnancy centers. You know, the fact that they had to put up a $25,000 reward at the FBI to find the people who firebombed, why can't they find the people who firebombed? You know, it's wonderful to have those rewards, but, like, they have no leads. Why are we having to do all the work for the FBI to find anybody? Because they really don't want to. They don't want to use their resources to find the people who are attacking pro-life pregnancy centers, because those are places of mis- and disinformation, if you believe the Biden administration and the left. So this attack on pro-life speech, though, we've seen it before. I'd say it's a 2.0 situation. And in this case, I want you to listen to the student. This is Patrick Murphy. So this is the third time they are approached by security. They are literally leaving. Okay, they're going out to try to go out the door. And that's not enough. The Smithsonian security had to step in yet again. Take a listen.
A large man, as we were walking out, because we had to catch our bus.
Right.
And he comes up to us, rubbing his hands together, saying, y'all are about to make my day. And he tells us he's got reports saying, we said no to taking our hats off and we're in trouble for some odd reason. And one of the students repeats the talking point saying it's used for identification, and he wasn't having it. I then said, this is a violation of our First Amendment right. This is a government-funded building.
Wow.
He said it's a neutral zone, and that doesn't apply here.
Okay. One, they pick on the wrong students. I like to say that. They pick on these students who actually, they come from a classical school. They know about the Constitution. They know about the First Amendment.
Right.
And their response back is not, again, they don't just, they're respectful,
yeah.
They're nice, but they're like, this doesn't seem right.
They're going to question.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why not?
They said, I couldn't believe this is happening to us. It was like a story on TV.
Yeah.
And here it is happening to us. And it was like, not just once, twice, three times in about a half hour.
Yeah.
They're being followed around the museum, chased around the museum. And we knew, after representing the Tea Party groups, the IRA, this doesn't happen randomly. I can already tell people. We have clients from other museums. We're likely about to sue the National Archives next. So that's coming.
Yeah.
They have their own security service, but it's all into this federal protective services. And again, National Archives can't keep track of classified documents, but they can go after your pro-life T-shirt. This one said pro-life generation. Really controversial there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are watching right now and probably they may have had this situation happen too. We have a lot of people who go do the March for Life who listen to this broadcast. So if this happened to you or something like this, or you know someone that this had a kind of harassment happen to, go to our website and go to aclj.org/help and make sure you put in information. You never know what we can do. Obviously, we provide our legal services. There's also a way for you to get involved right now. We have launched a new petition. You can go to aclj.org. You'll see it right now. There's a petition. Over 70,000 people have signed it just since we launched it. And we'd love for you to get involved that way. And you can stay up to date on the case.
Yeah, so go to aclj.org. You can sign that petition. That doesn't cost a thing. And we want you to stay up to speed on this. As I told you, this is just lawsuit one. We filed the initial documents with the National Archives to preserve their information. So we've already taken some action there. Haven't actually filed the legal complaint. If you want to read the legal complaint, it's online at aclj.org as well. If you have questions about this, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about State of the Union. We're going to get into that. Rick Riddell is going to be joining us second half hour of the broadcast today. So we're going to spend a whole half hour on the broadcast on politics, State of the Union. So if you got calls and questions about that, I'd say you can start putting them in the next 10 minutes or so. And we'll take those calls as well. Of course, I'll ask the question that we would usually ask the State of the Union Day, which is, what would you like to hear? But what do you think we're going to hear? Yeah. And, of course, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Another Rumble comment, you know, because it amazes me that someone can wear something that's vile and profane. Of course, nothing is said to them, but you wear something that says pro-life, and it's a crisis.
Yeah.
And it is.
A bunch of people.
I mean, telling these students something is going to be written up about them. I think that's the final kicker in this situation. It's one thing to even say, take it off, and then you put it back on and to kind of curse at you, which they did curse at them. It's a whole other thing to say that there's going to be some follow-up action by that officer. Like the federal government may come knocking on your door because you put your hat on.
Yeah.
Which is what he implied as they were on their way out. And again, These are kids who will tell you. Yeah. They're tired. They were just going to the museum.
With words that we cannot say on the radio.
No. No.
I mean, words that your federal security guards shouldn't be saying on the job anyway.
Especially to minors.
Yeah.
Especially to groups of kids.
You probably read about it on our website, by the
way.
We do. If you want to know.
If you
wanna,
if you're trying to figure it out, just go to ACLJ.org. We'll figure it out for you. And as well, we want you to take action here. You can sign the petition. So there's a way to get involved through our petition to defend pro-life speech. The second way you can, of course, get involved is we're able to represent all these clients and put all these resources forward. In just the past, you know, really week that this has been building up, getting all the info, getting it all prepared, because of your financial support of ACLJ. We can't do that without you. So we're able to represent the students at no cost to them. What I will tell you is still something very important here is that this initial group is always the key group that speaks up, that comes to us and we contact and is willing to go out and do Hannity, willing to come on our broadcast, willing to put themselves forward.
Put their face
because
forward.
Because then we hear from other people. Because people think, oh, maybe this was just a security guard having a bad day or a one-off incident. And then you realize because they spoke up, these brave students speak up. And we've seen this so many times in ACLJ history. 16 and 17-year-olds speaking up for rights that become, again, major cases to define your First Amendment rights. Yeah. And our freedoms.
Yes, we have brave kids and also brave parents that are willing to let their kids go out there and make these statements and be part of this because we know that it's tough. We know that it's a lot different even now than it was in the 90s or the 2000s. Oh, yeah. In the social media generation, as you know, these pictures don't go away. These faces don't go away. So there's a lot of brave people out there, a lot of brave families who are willing to take these stands, make a vocal statement about it. And we are thrilled to represent them. And hopefully get some justice for them. And then that's the whole point here is to provide justice for these kids who were unjustly targeted for doing nothing.
Yep.
So you can you can be a part of it, by the way, too. Go to ACLJ.org. We are going to take some phone calls, Jordan said. Also on the State of the Union tonight, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan posed a good question, which is, what do you wish President Biden would say in that State of the Union? And what do you think he's going to say? What would be your top priority? And what do you know will be what's spoken? Give us a call. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. Lines are open. But again, visit ACLJ.org right now to not only support the work, but to sign that petition supporting these pro-life kids. You can also find all the great content we put up there. That's video content. That's blogs. That is the petition content. News articles, videos, films. So much free content available right now at ACLJ.org from some of the top leading minds in the entire movement. So go to ACLJ.org and we'll be right back later on with Rick Grinnell. 1-800-684-3110. Call us now.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today,
aclj.org.
So if it wasn't enough, we've got, again, our brand new lawsuit. It's up at aclj.org against the Smithsonian. We now have got the United Nations stepping in on mis- and disinformation. This is the UN Secretary General Guterres speaking to the United Nations about how they are going to act on picking and choosing mis- and disinformation. Take a listen.
We will call for action from everyone with influence on the spread of mis- and disinformation on the internet. Governments, regulators, policymakers, technology companies, the media, civil society. Stop the hate. Set up strong guardrails. Be accountable for language that causes harm. And as part of my report to our common agenda, we are convening all stakeholders around a code of conduct for information integrity on digital platforms. And we'll also further strengthen our focus on how mis- and disinformation are impacting progress on global issues, including the climate crisis.
So listen to that key word there. So if you're not on point with how they want you to be on the climate crisis, which we saw John Kerry talking about how they're the extraterrestrials, they're the real leaders of the world. And that's what they were talking about was climate at Davos. And he's going around acting like a shadow president around the world, which is constitutionally questionable as well, because he hasn't even been confirmed in this new position as a climate czar, which is a lot more powerful than what it sounds. But now we have the UN stepping in. This is an organization that is full of mis- and disinformation. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Israel. The number one country targeted by the UN is Israel, a country of 7 million people with freedoms, democracy, the right to vote, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. In the Middle East, they're the number one targeted, more than North Korea, more than China. And what the UN is going to try to do now is pressure outside groups, companies, corporations, businesses. And Cece Howes joining us out. Cece, to walk our line or be demonized.
Yeah, and it is exactly what we saw in the United States with the Mis- or Disinformation Board. That's what the UN is trying to do. So if you don't say and espouse exactly what the UN's position is, then exactly, you're going to be demonized. So we will definitely be looking at ways through the ECLJ, our NGO, at the United Nations to attack this when actual actions are taken. He's just made the statement right now, but we'll be ready to go when there's something that's actually put on paper.
Yeah, and at CC as well, we just filed these reports. Tell people about this with the Human Rights Council on India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Myanmar. These are important as well on their human rights record.
Yeah, so the Human Rights Council is meeting their 52nd session in Geneva right now, and they have agenda items that they deal with human rights. And so we as an NGO are able to submit written reports, and we have done that, like you said, on India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Myanmar. And these are the 6th, 7th, 11th, and 14th places in the world that are the worst for Christians to live. And we just highlight the atrocities in each one of them. In Nigeria, a Christian is killed every 2 hours for their faith. In 2022, there were almost 4,000, at least 4,000 deaths and 2,300 abductions of Christians. And in Nigeria, the deaths of Christians count for 80% of deaths of Christians worldwide. Then we go on to Pakistan, where we have an office in Pakistan, and we highlight the blasphemy law problems there. We highlight our two cases where we have two young gentlemen who've been falsely accused of blasphemy, who are both being sentenced to death by hanging. We highlight the anti-conversion laws in India and how Christian persecution is just escalating there under extremist Hindus. And then finally, Myanmar, who's been controlled by the Burma army since February of 2021, and their attacks are mainly against Christians, and 3,000 deaths, 40,000 burned buildings, and almost 1.4 million people displaced. So we're able to bring these things to the attention of the Human Rights Council, and we'll be able to do oral interventions later on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot happening in the world, and when that happens, when you've got like a full-scale war in Europe going on, people start forgetting the kind of persecution that's going on, Logan, in so many of these countries around the world. We don't at the ACLJ, but that's the unique, is we're not just, you know, sidetracked by the news. We also have a team dedicated to the issues that, again, they pop up, every once in a while people are concerned about it, but then, you know, something else happened in the news, whether it's the Chinese spy balloon, whether it's an earthquake that's horrendous, whether it is, and admit, by the way, Israel supplying all the support there, helping the Turks and Syrians do their disaster relief. This time around, it was bad enough where they didn't say no.
Right.
Which was interesting. But again, they'll still vote, those countries, to condemn Israel at the UN.
Yeah, while taking all of their supplies and support. Listen, we want you to go to ACLJ.org. I think it's very important. You can look at all of our international work. You can look at the work that CC does and the entire staff. I think there's so much content that maybe gets overlooked because we only have so much time on this broadcast. We have to talk to you about what the news of the day is, like the State of the Union coming up. We're going to talk about that later on. We got to talk about our current cases, what's happening big, suing the Smithsonian. All of this is big work. All of this is intense work, and it's happening 24 hours a day, all over the world. And that's why I think it's important for you to spend some time on our website. Actually look at the work we do here. We're not just some sort of news service. We're not your conservative talk radio who just goes on here and tells you what's happening in the world. We're out there. We have a huge team that's out there working the best of the best on these top topics that are life and death for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, go to ACLJ.org. Find out more there. We're going to fight back against the UN on this mis- and disinformation as well. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Nevada on line one. Hey, Chris.
Hi. If the Smithsonian was a private entity, could it have kept the students out or told them to take off their hats, et cetera?
I mean, a private entity, if that was their normal policy. So again, if you're targeting people, you could get in trouble over that. It's not the same. It might not be the same federal issues, but there's state issues as well that you run into with that, city, District of Columbia issues you'd run into. So it's, again, if you had a policy as a private institution that no hats allowed.
Yeah, like a mall has no gang colors or those kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. This isn't a private institution, though, so that totally goes out the door. It's a totally different standard. This is something paid for by you and me. Our taxpayer dollars, $1 billion a year, goes to those Smithsonian museums.
And again, not just politely asked to take off their pro-life gear.
Yeah, I think which is like what a private museum.
This is was an aggressive, so much so, again, that we're suing the Smithsonian, but they've already had to apologize an issue that they're going to have to re-educate their security
retrain
them. So that should tell you something right there. This was not a simple, and I'm sure they have the footage. This is not a simple, these people were politely asked to leave by one security guard or asked to take off their hats. This was over and over and over, profanity-laced, yelling at children for wearing a hat. That just said pro life.
What happened to your kid? Your kid was told, let's just say the F word about them. And they're a young teenager.
Yeah. How would you feel?
Yeah.
What would you do? Thankfully, a lot of them are brave enough to stand up because right now a lot of people wouldn't.
No, most people would not. I mean, the truth is, like I say, you have to give them a lot of credit for speaking up because they are the ones who then other people say, that I think that happened to me that day. I had a similar experience. I had a different, different kind of run in. Now we know. It happened at your favorite National Archives. Can't find their classified documents, but can find time to harass you if you have a pro-life t-shirt on and want to go view the Declaration of Independence, which that's a second lawsuit. It has not been filed yet, but it's coming. Stay up to date at ACLJ.org. When we come back, State of the Union tonight. Usually it's even bigger deal.
It's getting kind of swept on the rug.
Yeah.
I just hope you have McCarthy back. I hope he rips it up. No, it's not going to happen.
Or just walk
of course not. Yeah. Make a scene like Nancy Pelosi.
As always, make a scene. So we'll take your calls on the State of the Union. 1-800-684-3110. Our senior advisor, Rick Riddell, is going to be joining us on all these issues. If you don't want to miss that, coming up second half hour of Secular.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.